As Californians look to the skies, they're crossing their fingers that this week's rain might be the start of a wet winter. Three brutally dry years have already created millions of victims, animals that depend on meadows, streams, and wetlands for survival. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, KQED's Daniel Potter reports.
It's a misty morning just after daybreak, and an uncountable gaggle of snow geese suddenly takes off, turning the silver sky to static. Each year, untold millions of ducks and geese descend on spots like this one at the Gray Lodge Wildlife Area north of Sacramento. Think of it as a rest stop along a vast freeway for birds known as the Pacific Flyway. Some come from as far away as the Arctic. North of the border, it's been a good breeding season. For California, that means lots of thirsty birds traveling through.
We've lost 90% of all the wetlands in California, and, you know, these birds used to depend on that.
Biologist Dave Shuford has been surveying birds that depend on irrigated farmland for habitat. In places like the Sacramento Valley, rice farmers would normally flood their fields after the harvest. But this year, both farmers and birds have been forced to deal with less.
They're going to be concentrated in much smaller space, is, you know, more likelihood of disease transmission, and there's also just less food resources for them to, you know, overwinter.
Already, an outbreak of botulism, officials say was exacerbated by drought, killed thousands of ducks, mostly mallards, near the Oregon border. A meager winter could also leave many frail ahead of next year's breeding season. And in the rivers and streams that lace the flyway, the drought could also leave a lasting dent in populations of salmon.
Many of the eggs that are laid in river gravels this year are not expected to survive.
John McManus heads up a coalition of fishermen, restaurants, and businesses, as well as Native American tribes that rely on salmon for sustenance. He says many thousands of jobs in the state depend on salmon, and he paints a dire picture. Salmon eggs need cold water, ideally 56 degrees or less. But the lower flows coming down the streams this year have been heated by the sun to near fatal temperatures.
We expect we'll see fewer salmon out in the ocean in a few years when these fish would be adults.
During the drought, trickling streams have been unusually clear and slow-moving. McManus says that's a deadly combination for baby salmon trying to dodge predators en route to the ocean.
We don't have high flows that move them rapidly. We have very slow flows that are clear as a bell and make these salmon targets of predatory fish.
Some other fish that got a raw deal lived in a pond at this river preserve south of Sacramento.
There were some carp that were in there, and a lot of them died off as the pond level started to drop.
That's state environmental scientist Eric Kleinfelter. He says a couple months ago, the fish basically suffocated.
There was at least 25 vultures sitting in that tree waiting to for their morning meal of carp.
The preserve is also home to the giant garter snake, which is listed as a threatened species. At 5 feet long, it's no anaconda, but plenty big as garter snakes go. And it needs water to find fish and frogs to eat, hide from predators like coyotes and bobcats, and to help thermoregulate its cold-blooded body.
Yeah, they're definitely dependent on water, which has made this project so urgent.
In late summer, to help protect the rare snake, state wildlife crews actually piped in water from a nearby well. Other animals also appreciated the $72,000 delivery service.
There were birds that were using the water there.
Other drought-stressed critters include tule elk north of San Francisco, which ranchers say are competing with their cattle for the same ryegrass. And in some places, you can actually hear the drought. Bioacoustician Bernie Krause records animals in nature, like those snow geese at Gray Lodge. For years, Oak Ridge State Park in Sonoma County.
I've been recording this spot for 20 years.
This is 2009, before the drought. Nearby creek. It went missing this year, along with birds. This is what it sounds like lately.
In 2014, not only did the stream drop off, look at the difference in the stream levels. And these are all calibrated in these recordings. But the bird is way, way down.
It's a stark to pin it all on the drought, saying the number and variety of birds were already wildlife, the ongoing water shortage says there's less life. For here and now, I'm